Can you remember the start of the Second World War?
Yes, I can remember the day. We lived at Emma Street in Leeds. My mum was ironing on a table, and she had a little wooden steps to stand on because she had a line across, like everybody did. She ironed the clothes, climbed up the steps and hung them on the line. And I was sitting on the bottom step, and this neighbour came in and she just said, "Harriet, I've got some bad news. War's just been declared." They both started crying and they both put their arms round each other. And I didn't cry, I didn't know what they were crying for. But I can remember it vividly. They hung on to each other, you know, because war had been declared. And my mum said, "Bill will have to go straight away because he's in the territorials." And of course he did. We left that house in a matter of weeks. We'd back here.
Tell me about how you got from Woodlesford to living in Leeds then.
Because my dad went to work for Hargreaves.
And how did that come about?
Well, Kenneth Hargreaves wanted my dad and his brother to work for him in Leeds.
Now, who was Kenneth Hargreaves?
Kenneth Hargreaves was brigadier over the territorials where my dad and my uncle were. And he had the business in Leeds. And he wanted my dad to be his chauffeur and my uncle to work where the wharf was, where the boats were.
And what was the business?
Coal merchants. That's why they wanted they wanted us to go to Leeds, but we had only just got to Leeds when war broke out.
Right.
So that's why it all fell apart, and we came back to Woodlesford.
So your dad had managed to get himself out of going down the pit.
Yeah.
To get a job in the open air, so to speak, and then the war broke out.
And then the war broke out. So we came back very, very quickly, and Dad and Uncle Albert both went straight to the war because they were both in the territorials.
And you had to give the house up where you were living. And so where did you move to in Woodlesford with your mum then?
45 Greenlee. They'd just finished building those houses, and everybody had moved from Raglan Cottages to Greenlee, and we just moved in with my granny.
And so it was your granny's house that you went to live in. And your dad, where did he go?
I have no idea. I know he just went to, I know that he, with various addresses where he did, where he wrote from, you know, or where we wrote to. But he did travel about an awful lot in wartime. And then he went abroad as well.
And what was his job then in the war?
He was a battery sergeant major. My uncle was an RSM and my dad was a BSM. So they both went, but they weren't together. They were separated during the war.
You came back to live in Greenlee. In 1942, you'd be 10 years old. So you became a teenager during the war in Woodlesford. Mm-hmm. Can you remember what the war years were like for you?
Awful.
What kind of things you did?
Yeah, because everything was dark and there was no food. Everything was rationed. Everywhere we went, you had to take a book or somebody to take a stamp out of. And we had a lamplighter. And apart from that, everything was pitch black because everybody's windows were covered up. There was no lights anywhere at all. And if there was a crack of light, the police came and told you. If you drew your curtains wrong, they came and told you to shut it up. So that were a vivid memory, and that happened to a lot of people. You know, your curtains weren't closing, yeah.
And did you get out of the village very much during the war?
I don't remember ever getting out of the village. Only once, my mum let me go to Leeds by myself. And she drew me a plan of how to get off the bus, go wherever it was I had to go, go back and get back on. And it was Fortnum's Halfpenny Return was the bus fare. And I got on at Woodlesford School and it all worked out fine, exactly as she told me. Whatever it was, it must have been something important that she needed from town. And that's the only time I ever went by myself, Fortnum's Halfpenny Return. And the milkman, milk was Fortnum's Halfpenny a pint. And the milkman often would have a warm drink in our house, you know, in winter. And it was only a young lad. And when he was 18, he had to go in for his 18-month service. And he made my mum laugh and us when he came back. He said, "They ask you all these questions, you know. You have to pass the test." And they said, "The one thing they asked me was, what's 100 times Fortnum's Halfpenny?" He said, and I answered it straight away. He said, "I didn't tell him I sold milk at Fortnum's Halfpenny a pint. If he'd have asked me fivepence halfpenny, I couldn't have done it." I can remember it so clearly. And off he went to war. We never saw him anymore.
What about the brewery in Woodlesford, Bentley's Brewery? Did you have anything to do with that when you were younger?
The only thing I had to do with that was to go collect the hops that they sold so that we could put them on the garden. And my mum's adopted brother used to take the wheelbarrow from Greenlee to the brewery to fill it with hops. And if I was lucky and he was in a good mood, he would let me sit in the barrow to go down. But I couldn't sit in it when I came back because it was full of hops and it smelled revolting. That's all I can remember about inside the brewery.
So other people in the village would have gone to get their
hops?
Yeah,
there was a pile of hops. You could just go in and help yourself. And then it all went on the garden when you came back, but it was to smell terrible. And now I love the smell of hops. I didn't then. Funny, yeah.
And when you got older, did you go in the pubs around the village?
Occasionally, but not very often. I went in the White Hart. I went in the old White Hart before it was knocked down.
Tell me about that. Where was that? What did that look like?
On the side of Church Street, in front of the old, you know, the one that they're knocking down now. It was in front of that, right on that big causeway. That's where the old White Hart was. My mum's sister and the daughter at the pub were friends, and they used to take me out. So they used to take me into the pub, into the living part, not the public part. And I can remember them saying, they're going to knock this down. They're going to build one at the back. But we're still going to live there. So I went in the old pub, and when the new one was built, I went in the new one. And I can remember clearly walking in that pub, but not to drink, just to go, because it was where Mary lived. So we went, because that's where Mary lived.
It must have been quite plush, the new White Hart, when it was built.
It was. It was lovely. One room had a glass floor. One room upstairs had a glass floor, so that the light came down. And Mary said, I want to take you up to show you this little room with a glass floor. And I was just amazed when I saw it, because there was a little path all the way round it like that. She said, you can walk round it. She got hold of my hand and took me round it. And I was just amazed because it was a floor. She said, when we go down, you'll know why it's the floor. So when we went down, of course, the light came through. So whereabouts it was in the pub, and how long it lasted, I don't know. But I can see it as plain as day, a glass floor, yeah.
Are there any other characters who were knocking about the village that you can remember? Like people who used to deliver things, or postmen and policemen?
The postman that we had was also the lamplighter. Billy Britton, they called him. A lot of the men that were in the forces would send the kids to meet Billy Britton to see if there was any letters. And my mum used to say, go see if you can see Billy coming up Highfield Lane and see if there's any letters from my dad, you see. So it would either be lamplighting or delivering mail, one or the other. But he would always give you any mail if you went to meet him, yeah.
When did you leave school?
I left school from Woodlesford because I left school and went to Leeds. I think it was for about a month because I wasn't quite 14. So I went to Parish Church School just for that 2 or 3 weeks. Hated it, absolutely hated it. Wasn't anything like Woodlesford at all. But the school was on the calls where Hargreaves, where we lived. It was at the other end of the street. So, of course, my brother had to go because he's 5 years younger than me. And I had to go until I was 14 and leave. Then I went to work for Eva.
Who was Eva?
Eva Williams. That went to her factory in St Paul Street and worked for her until I was 18.
And who was Eva Williams?
Eva Williams was my mum's school friend, whose father and all the family were the pit owners. Yeah, the same Williams family. Yeah.
And so, effectively, she managed to get you a job in her
Straight
factory?
Straight away, yeah. We were at Mackenzie's at a Beetle Drive. And my mum and I and Eva were washing up. She said to my mum, has Sylvia got a job yet? So she says, no, she wants to go into nursing, but she can't until she's 17 and a half. So she says, well, she can come and work for me if she wants. So my mum said, well, that's fine. And she said to me, is that all right? I said, yes. She said, you can learn to sew. She said, come in next Saturday. Gave me the address. Come in next Saturday. It's the last Saturday morning we'll be working. 5 day a week came in. So I went on that Saturday morning and worked for Saturday morning for free. And that's when I got the job.
And where was the factory?
In St Paul Street in Leeds.
How many people worked there, roughly?
I think there were about 15, 16 of us. I think there were about 7 machines on either side of a band. And that was it.
And these were like sewing machines?
Yes.
And what kind of things did you make?
All ladies' wear, from underwear to topwear. And also, we sewed for Stanley Royd and places like Stanley Royd.
things like uniforms.
Yes, yeah. And even men's shirts, smocks and things like that, that they were, you know, their various employments. It was work, whatever.
So effectively that was your first job?
Yes, for 4 years. And then I went to night school during that time, so I decided that I knew enough to be able to sew any kind of ladies' wear, and I needed to learn how to make suits and clothes and, you know, trousers. And so I got myself a job at Stembridge's in Leeds, where they did suits and clothes and really good, you know, good clothes. So I worked there for, I think, about 3 years. And went to night school, so I learned how to sew everything that I needed to. And Stembridge was on at the other end of the street from the Calls, so I could walk.
Yep. And that's where your dad eventually went after he came out of the forces.
Yes.
And yep. He worked for Hargreaves.
As the chauffeur.
So when did you come back to live in Woodlesford?
Well, we came back for the war. And then the brigadier, after the war, bought a house in Wetherby. Wanted my dad to be a chauffeur, of course. And Uncle Albert still worked at the wharf, so we got a cottage on his land in Wetherby. So I had to travel from Wetherby to Leeds to work after walking to the end of the street, you know. And I went back to work for Eva Williams again and learnt to be a cutter.